Steph, thanks so much for swinging by.
Thanks for having me. Now, we're going to start off with the latest release from Mellow Music Group. It's a label that some might know from artists like Pete Rock, Odyssey, and Mr. Leaf. But the new album from Mellow Music Group is called Slow Down, and it's a collaborative project between Apollo Brown and Locke Smith. Apollo Brown being this really acclaimed US hip-hop producer, and Locke Smith, who is just the most dynamic MC. And it seems rarer and rarer these days to see a pairing like this in hip-hop, where you've got one MC, one producer, and it's almost uninterrupted by a flurry of other producers, rappers, collaborators. So this project is really unique, where Apollo Brown is leaning on Locke Smith, and they're just working, just the two of them together. And the result is just a really cuttingly personal album. Apollo Brown gives us the stirring boom bap era inspired beat with incredibly polished finish, and Locke Smith kind of concentrating solely on this intense flow and spitfire of bars, which reportedly was all written from, you know, without pen and paper or pad, just out of memory. So he went into the studio, you know, listened to these beats that Apollo Brown gave him, and just went on rapping. So we're going to take a track now from the album No Question. This is called Slow Down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Slow down, watch yourself, love. Slow down, come again, love. Slow down, watch yourself, love. Slow down, and she was beautiful, brazen, intelligent, and confident.
It's very cool.
Yeah, just really beautiful, soulful beats and bars there from Apollo Brown and Locke Smith. Now we're gonna take a look at something a little bit different now from Hamish Kilgore, who some people might know as, of course, a co-founder of legendary New Zealand jangle pop band The Clean. And Hamish has released his second solo album. It's called Finkelstein. And where Hamish's first solo record was a little bit more intimate and bare-boned, for this new record, he moves into denser arrangements with some really wildly charismatic embellishments from saxophones, pedal steel, vibraphone, organs, and even samples of his own footsteps. So there's a really playful and almost out of this world feel across the album, which makes sense as this project kind of started as a children's fairy tale he wrote for his son, yeah, about a kingdom that invents a way of dealing with their depleting gold resources. So there you go. That's a backstory for his new album. It's called Finkelstein, and we're going to take a song from it now called Sidetracked by Hamish Kilgore.
All right.
What to believe, you're old enough to know, you're old enough to go. And as you get sidetracked along the way.
Very whimsical, I think.
Yeah, you can hear that pedal steel coming through as well, and yeah, that beautiful storytelling way that Hamish Kilgore has. So we're going to end with something totally different now from Tropics. Now, this is the synonym for British producer Chris Ward, and he's just put out his third record called Nocturnal Souls. And this here is just a huge melting pot of influences, and he marries together electronica, down-tempo beats, jazz, pop, bit of psych rock there as well, all into a really focused record and just one that has a downright soulful pulse. And if you're a fan of people like Bad Bad Not Good or James Blake, I think this album's for you. It follows that same lineage of approaching jazz from, I guess, I don't want to say unacademic, but in a very unsnobbish way. Is that even a word? But it is now. Yeah, it is now, I guess. But it approaches jazz in a very approachable way, for lack of a better word, and marries it with all these, I guess, seemingly disparate genres. And yeah, it's just a beautiful record here from Tropics and Nocturnal Souls. And yeah, we're going to go out with a song from it now called Velvet.
Great. Thanks, Steph.
Catch you next week.
Staring further, watching you turn around.